if I were talking to someone, or if Kathleen were talking to someone about structuring a large program or a transformation initiative, what do we need to make sure is in place and attended to increase the probability of success dramatically? So back to you, Kathleen.
Sure. Let me try to round out this list. Probably two more things I would call out as critical before you launch or engage a program of this size and scale. One of those would be the clarity of roles and responsibilities. I know that sounds so basic and fundamental.
It's so huge.
It is huge. And from a couple of different aspects, each individual needs to know what is their responsibility. They need to understand how that aligns for them personally.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have the passion. They have to have the drive. So it has to be important for them personally, as well as they need to understand their part, where they fit into mm-hmm. the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if they do or don't do something? How does that impact the program?
Mm-hmm.
I think also this day and age, you know, we work in ecosystems. So the influence that one person needs to have across a program,
mm-hmm.
they need to have negotiating skills. They mm-hmm. need to be able to drive and have that accountability, even though many, many times it transcends across an organization.
I want to jump in on this because I think there's something that is almost paradoxical. We talk about agility and then we talk about the importance of clear roles. And my term for that is liberating structures. If I know where I'm starting from, I can flex. Almost if you were playing tennis, you know what home base is. You have a certain stance, you have the racket in your, if you're right-handed, you have the racket in your right hand. Then you are free to move, but you know where you're moving from. You know where you're returning to. So there is a clear foundation from which to deviate compared to we're all here to help and we're running all over each other. So I think taking an analogy from well-run sports teams might be useful here.
I think you're right and very well stated. So I like that analogy, if you will. One thing to note, too, when people think about what is my role, I don't harp on this, but at some point in time, people worry about it's a competitive business. Somewhere at the end of the day, the term compensation comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
What am I accountable for? How am I being compensated? And let's make sure we're aligned on that. I have had so many programs, it's all about the alignment. You start at one place, like you just mm-hmm. Stated, and you go different places. That is okay. In fact, that is required.
Mm.
Because if nothing changes over the course of a year or 18 months, which many of these programs do have that much duration, then you're missing the mark. You
mm.
must evolve. You must move. The important part is about getting alignment as you're making those changes
mm-hmm.
and stacking hands and making sure that, yes, everybody agrees. We're making this change. This is how we're moving forward
mm-hmm.
from here on in. The very last item, and I know we have so many things to talk about, we could go on mm. and on, is focus. Focus, focus, focus. It's important in these programs every now and then to come back to regroup, restate, is everything that we are doing harping back on what was my vision and
mm-hmm.
my strategy and my desired business outcomes?
Mm-hmm.
Throughout these programs, things may change, as we just discussed, and that's a good thing. Throughout these programs, there is also a tremendous likelihood that noise creeps in,
mm-hmm.
scope creeps in,
mm-hmm.
and very often, if you let that come into that framework, it spells disaster. So a lot of times what I do is it's the focus, it's the reset. Okay, bring everybody
mm-hmm.
back together.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what we said? Yes,
mm-hmm.
okay, this is what we said. Are
mm-hmm.
we still doing that? Absolutely. Ooh, maybe we drifted off course a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to be at the leadership team level,
mm-hmm.
And then those messages need to go back out to everybody. Everybody gets busy in the normal course of their day, mm-hmm. right? So you need that focus and constant realignment, like going to a chiropractor, and he has to do your realignment.
Yeah. You know, the word that comes to me is editing. I have to have the courage to edit out the stuff that I like doing that isn't core to our objective. Right. We all are so busy that we leave the office exhausted, feeling like in many cases we haven't gotten it all done, and then we're going home to another list of things to do, that and we'll probably go to bed feeling like we haven't gotten all that done. Sorry for sounding like the gloom and doom person, but one of the antidotes for constant overwhelm is courage to edit, courage to delete things that we think are interesting, we could use later, if they're not absolutely core. Back to the idea of focus. If it's not on my critical path, I often don't have the luxury anymore of doing something that's interesting or I like or it might be useful. It's almost maniacally focused.
Correct.